Who cares? This is the Carson Sports Show, where the scales always tip in favor of sports. Google Podcasts, our podcast, our video, Twitter video, the podcast, our Beaker, Spotify, and Go Overcast. Here we go. Took some time off at the end of last week. I'm back. NFL, big NFL weekend. NBA, massive trade. We're going to start with that. In that top five NFL, we are packed on the Carson Sports Show today. Well, let me start with this, okay? So this is interesting. So breaking news at the end of last week, Damian Lillard traded to the Milwaukee Bucks, okay? In part, Drew Holiday was traded to Portland, who they did trade to Boston. So a lot of NBA news broke, and we're going to start with that. So Milwaukee gets Damian Lillard. I said this a few weeks ago. I said, I don't love Milwaukee. I think they're a lot, you know, I think Boston's better. I think Philadelphia's better. Now, after the Damian Lillard trade, as we sit here, I feel like Milwaukee is the best team in the East. Why? Boston concerns me because they don't have great. Boston's a good team. Drew Holiday was a very good addition. I will say that. The defense is what concerns me with Boston. They got better getting Drew Holiday, but that's what concerns me with Boston. Philadelphia, you still have the same James Harden drama. As soon as you got to get that out of the facility. Third, Miami, you might say. I think Miami's the fifth best team in the East. I don't think they're going to be nearly as good as they were this year. Why? Vincent to the Lakers, lost some shooting. They kind of bet that they would get Dame. They didn't. They're not as deep. They just are. Miami lost too many good pieces to be really good. That's where I am on the East. So I feel like Milwaukee, now with Damian Lillard, they're younger. They can shoot more. They can score different ways. They're not so reliant, you know, on G. I mean, it's just a really, really good team. And I feel like Miami at times lost shooting. Now they're relying on Jimmy Butler. I just don't buy the Heat. I like the Bucks. They're my pick to win the East now. I don't buy the Heat. Philadelphia, same drama. In fact, I think Cleveland, the Cavaliers, are the fourth best team in the East. I think Cleveland will beat Miami in the first round of the playoffs. That's my guess. I just feel like Cleveland is more dynamic, can score more, better shooting team now than the Heat. Nothing against Jimmy Butler. He's the best player, and he is a very good player. It's more of the bench. What did they lose? They lost Vincent. They lost a few other pieces that really helped them score, really helped them shoot. That's my concern. That's where I am on the Heat. Bucks this morning, I think they're the best team in the East. Celtics, I like, but I can't trust their defense. Again, Drew Holiday helped with that significantly, but I can't trust them. Philadelphia, same drama. So, you know, Milwaukee, it could very come down very well. And Phoenix, it was a three-team trade. Phoenix got Nurkic, the Portland Trail Blazers center, and went to the Phoenix Suns. Devontae Ayton, who they were trying to move a few times now, is now in Portland. So Portland got some really young, talented pieces that they can build upon. So I see why they made the trade. I feel like Phoenix, you know, the West is slightly tougher than the East, right? You got the Lakers, you got the Suns. I think the Warriors are going to bounce back and be good. I mean, it just is. I think I would keep my eye on the Trouble. I mean, I would keep my eye on the Timberwolves. I think the Spurs have the potential to really make some noise. I don't love the San Antonio Spurs, but could they win some games? Absolutely. So, I mean, you know, this is the West is much tougher. My guess, if I sat here right now and you asked me who was going to win, I would say Phoenix. I think my concern is that they don't have a bench. But now, buyout markets, free agents, love Phoenix, love great super teams that they can try to win a championship on. So my guess is it's Milwaukee and Phoenix. I wouldn't have said that 2 weeks ago. I would have said probably Boston and Phoenix or Philadelphia and Phoenix. But Milwaukee, you got to hand it to the front office. I think it'll work. I think it's a great fit in Milwaukee. I feel like Milwaukee is now a significantly better team with Damian Lillard, and they will win some games. They're younger, they can shoot, they're more dynamic. They're Phoenix with a bench. That's Milwaukee. Very good team. I would keep my eye on them. All right, well, let's go into this. So I said this last week. I said, you know, it is interesting if you look at the NFL, because there's two undefeated teams. San Francisco, Philadelphia. I feel like San Francisco is the better team. And I said this before, and it's amazing because I said I like Philadelphia a lot. I think the Eagles will win some games. I said if Purdy looks the same as he did last year, San Francisco's better. Oh, Philadelphia's going to win the NFC. I said, San Francisco's better. Listen, San Francisco, if you honestly ask those two undefeated teams in the NFL, both in the NFC, Philadelphia, San Francisco, looking at those two teams, obviously Miami has the best offense in the league. Looking at those two teams, just those two, who has the better offense? San Francisco. Probably. Better offensive line might be Philadelphia. Better receivers might be Philadelphia. But if I asked you who has the best offense, San Francisco. I would take the running back. Oh, I would take McCaffrey, 49er. I would take Debo probably before A.J. Brown and Swift. I mean, A.J. 49er. I probably would take the coach over Nick Sirianni, Kyle Shanahan, 49er. I would take the defense over the Eagles, 49ers. I do like Elliott a lot, the Eagles kicker. San Francisco's kind of in a transition here with their kicker, so I probably would take Philadelphia. There you go. Three or four categories, running back, average offense, certainly the defense, the head coach. Quarterback, I would go Philadelphia. I really like Jalen Hurts. But there you go. Running back, if I could pick a number one receiver, it would be Debo. Tight end, San Francisco, I like Kettle. I'm just saying, there's a lot of San Francisco over them. And they're going to beat Dallas this weekend. And it's amazing. And Dallas, a lot of people think have the best defense in the league. San Francisco is going to beat them. So it's amazing to me just how really good San Francisco is. I said going into the season, I said my Super Bowl picks, San Francisco, Cincinnati. Cincinnati, I don't think is going to quite get there. So I probably will go Kansas City. So Kansas City, San Francisco, that's going to be, if that is it, which I think it probably will be, that's my new pick. I always stick to my old pick. Cincinnati's not getting to the Super Bowl. I don't even know if they're going to get to the playoffs. But if you look on paper, check tight end San Francisco. Check wide receiver Debo Saunders. Check defense San Francisco. Check Kyle Shanahan, head coach. Check tight end San Francisco. I like Kettle. Check running back Christian McCaffrey. I give Philadelphia credit. I think they have the better quarterback. I like Purdy a lot, but I think Jalen Hurts I would take over Purdy. I would take the offensive line of Philadelphia over San Francisco's offensive line. Check for Philadelphia. I'm just saying, two out of what, four or five that I just named, you should be thinking San Francisco is the better team. And by the way, Philadelphia, that Minnesota game, close. That Washington game, overtime. Even New England got close at the end. San Francisco's blowing people out. Blew out Pittsburgh week one. Blew out Arizona. I'm just saying, I mean, they're putting 30-plus points on. Philadelphia's going to overtime with the Commanders. Philadelphia's going having a close game with the 1-3 New England Patriots. It's not that I don't like Philly. I think Philadelphia is going to win the NFC East. I think Philadelphia is going to go to the NFC Championship game. I'm just saying, if you think Philadelphia is much better than San Francisco, I would keep my eye on the 49ers. I would be very careful to say that the Eagles are better than the 49ers. Tight end, they're better at San Francisco. Who's better at running back? San Francisco. Simple as that. I'm just saying, it is a very, very, very interesting thing. All right, we're coming up on the Carson's Court Show. I can no longer defend an offense. No longer defend an offense. We'll go into that next. Also, I have my top five best teams in the NFL. That is next. We are absolutely packed. A lot of NFL today. Just that NBA story that broke. NBA season, though, right around the corner. Wow. That's amazing. NBA season. Right around the corner. All right, well, let me tell you real quick about Creative Music Entertainment. Licensed classes, they do music, voice, piano, guitar, brass, ukulele, violin, and songwriting. Arts, drawing and painting. Acting and public speaking. Languages, Japanese, Korean, Italian, French, and seven more. Services, life coaching, DJing services, and more. Upgrade interest for life. Voice, piano, guitar, ukulele, brass, violin, nine languages are available. Painting and drawing, acting and public speaking. Health and nutrition for all ages, individuals, and groups, in person, online, or in your home. They have extremely affordable prices, plus discounts are available. You cannot beat that. For more information, please call 757-236-2609. That was 757-236-2609. Creative Music Entertainment. Check them out today. www.creativemusicva.net. Again, that was www.creativemusicva.net. Creative Music Entertainment. Check them out today. Creative Music Entertainment Plus. All right. Well, coming up here on the Carson's Court Show, offense no longer defend. And top five best teams in the NFL. We are absolutely packed. We'll be right back at the Carson's Court Show. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. Final segment of the day is still to come. My top five best teams in the NFL. But let me say this. This is very interesting. I can no longer defend the Pittsburgh Steelers offense. And you could say, well, they played the Houston Texans played a really tough defensive line. Had a really tough defensive line. So did Cleveland. The offense looked better against Cleveland, and quite frankly, Cleveland's defense is better. That was horrible yesterday. I'm just saying, obviously, Miami, Baltimore, Cincinnati, even Cincinnati, who I don't love right now. Cincinnati, I have more trust in Cincinnati's offense than Pittsburgh. I have more trust in Jacksonville's offense than Pittsburgh. I have more trust in Tennessee's offense than Pittsburgh. I'm just saying, I said this earlier, the Lions and Dolphins, I said the Dolphins are the one that I really like. I also said Pittsburgh. I would be a little surprised if they win more than 9 games now. I'm just saying. Now with Kenny Pickett potentially out for who knows how long. I'm just saying. Steelers, this morning, they are in trouble. That's all I'm going to say. All right. Well, coming up, top five best teams in the league. It's the Carson's Court Show. Don't go anywhere. You will be right back. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. Final segment of the day is here. My top five best teams in the NFL. Let's begin at number five. I have the Baltimore Ravens. I like the Ravens a lot. I do worry about their injury, but right now I think they're a top five team. Number five, the Ravens. Number four, I have the Eagles. I like Philadelphia a lot, the Chiefs. I like Kansas City a lot. There was a close game with the Jets last night. I think they're a really good team. Number four, the Chiefs. Number three, the Eagles. I do like Philadelphia. I worry a little bit about their close games they're all of a sudden having. But I trust the defense. I think the offense is really good. I trust Jalen Hurts. Number three, the Eagles. Number two, that puts me at the Dolphins. I like Miami. They certainly have the best offense in the league. The defense is coming along. Number two, the Dolphins. Number one will be the San Francisco 49ers. I like the 49ers a lot. I think they're a really good team. They're my pick to win the NFC. They're my pick to go to the Super Bowl and maybe even win it. I'll give you that prediction near the end of the season. But there you go. My top five best teams in the league. San Francisco, I'm probably six. I'll be honest, six and seven, somewhere around there. Buffalo, Dallas, Tampa, I'm a little surprised at Tampa Bay. They're not in like top, they're not in the top 10, but they're, you know, top 12-ish. A little surprised at Tampa Bay. Just a little bit. Baker Mayfield is having himself a season with the Buccaneers. Maybe he finally, you know, maybe, I don't know. Tampa Bay's looking pretty good, though. All right. Well, thank you for listening to the College Sports Show today. I do not own the copyrights to the Final Countdown by Europe, our intro song. Thank you and for listening to the show today. And have a great day, everyone. We are live in Virginia Beach. Talk tomorrow. Carson Scorcher. Have a great day. Have a good day, everyone.